can get started.
Okay. Okay, you want to turn your mics on? I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we'd stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Alderman Starr.
Here.
Barner.
Here.
Carey.
Here.
Colson.
Here.
Eller.
Here.
Kramer.
Here.
Mayor Wright.
Okay, we'd like to welcome our visitors here tonight. First off, I take a motion for the consent agenda, and we have a financial report. Alderwoman Ayler.
Yes, we met this afternoon for the June reporting, and we sent several emails over to, all of us had an email that we sent to Mallory, and she did a great job explaining that away. And one thing that we have determined that we might need to add some line items for the cost coming up for the reservoir. They're being kind of thrown in with some other things now that are making the budget look a little off. And Shauna suggested that we add some line items for the reservoir. And that's all I have for that.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
And I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor? 6-0. Thank you. Okay. Next we have the mayor's report. Just like to say that I think puddle jumpers went off very well this year. We didn't have many problems or anything. And I think the puddle jumpers committee did a really good job of putting everything on, and appreciate it. Also, I believe we got school starting here pretty soon, and want to make sure everybody's aware of the kids running around and make sure that we are all on our toes. And lastly, I got the honor to attend a 108th birthday of a young lady out there at the nursing home. They invited me out, and I read a proclamation for her, and I'm going to read it to you guys now. Whereas Marjorie Naomi Sapp Williams is celebrating her 108th birthday this year, deeply appreciated and loved by friends and family, they joined together to celebrate and wish her a happy birthday and many more wonderful years ahead. And whereas the daughter of the late George W. Sapp and Katie V. Sapp, Marjorie was born on August 11, 1915 in Montrose, Missouri, as the first of six children, and whereas married in 1935 to the late Harold Carl Williams, Marjorie and Harold bought a home in 1962 in Raytown, Missouri, and lived in their home for over 60 years, and whereas Marjorie is a loving mother of five children, two of whom are still living, Joyce Fredrickson of Odessa and Karen Perkins of Blue Springs, Missouri. And whereas Marjorie is a grandmother of 17, great-grandmother of 8. And whereas Marjorie enjoys going on long walks, playing Scrabble, bingo, and dominoes. And whereas the family is thankful for her time spent at the new healthcare Crossroads Hospice for their excellent loving care. And whereas today, Marjorie is being showered with a day of celebration surrounded by family who are sharing smiles, laughs, and love with her as they commemorate this special milestone. Now, therefore, I, Stephen L. Wright, Mayor of City of Odessa, by virtue of the authority vested in me, do hereby wish Marjorie Naomi Williams a very happy 108th birthday and proclaim this day as Marjorie Naomi Williams Day. She was a very lively woman, and it was very, very much fun.
That quote of hers was awesome. When they asked her if she was going to make it to 110,
yeah.
She goes, if I do, it'll just be luck.
Yeah. She was a pistol, yes. Okay, next we have Alderman reports. Alderman Barber.
Other than I spoke to Chief Thompson about a weed issue at 00 and 131, he's looking into that. That's all I have tonight.
Okay. Alderman Kramer.
I want to also emphasize how well I believe that Puddle Jumpers handled and ran this year. I spent a lot of time up there this year because of dad of 11-year-old boys. Of course, they want to be there a lot, and we were. And Odessa Outreach and their penny toss only cost me $20 or $30 this year, which was good. And I had a conversation with a couple of police officers on Saturday evening fairly late when things were winding down. And I said, how have things been? And they said, it's been smooth as silk. So wonderful job to the police force. They had one scuffle with a couple of teenage boys, and the one parents found out and marched him up there and made him apologize to the Puddle Jumpers guys, which I thought was perfect parenting. And so Puddle Jumpers went well. Our police force did their normal job of being wonderful. And thank you guys for that. And with that, I'll yield.
Thank you. Alderwoman Paulson.
No report tonight.
Thank you. Alderwoman Ayler.
I would just like to commend Republic Trash Service. They get a lot of heat. I had a constituent call and complain that he was disabled and was leaving his trash can out by the street because he was unable to take it back and forth. The neighbors were complaining, and I explained to him that that is part of our code, that those do have to be moved. He got a hold of Republic and got on the list, and they are now taking care of him while they will come up to his door and get his trash and remove it for him. So I just want to remind any disabled citizens that Republic will do that for you. So, and that issue was resolved. So, that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. Alderwoman Starr.
I saw a lot of Sean's boys this last weekend. But I, too, would like to thank the Public Health Committee. They did really well, and the weather was great this year. So, mm-hmm. That's
Alderman Carey.
Yes, I would like to give credit to my predecessor, Mike Stevens. We happened to be at an event, and the police chief was there, along with a couple of other officers. And Mike brought up the simple fact that our police department was rated 12th in the state for safety in our city. And I was not aware of that, but I then took it to another step and Googled it. As it turns out, there are 1,067 cities in the state of Missouri. We were 12th. That was an increase by 15. So you've gone from 27 to 12. You make that same type of an increase. I don't know if you can go to a minus 3, but I commend your force and all of your officers. That's it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Public comments. Have any public comments tonight? If not, we have no old business. We'll move on to new business. And first off, we have a staff introduction. Shauna.
Graduated high school from Odessa. He has three boys that go to Odessa schools. He previously served in the U.S. military, and he has two businesses that he runs in addition to now being our new building maintenance worker. So we are extremely excited. We were just talking about in the finance committee that, you know, we don't know how we've made it this far without a building maintenance person, and he's already hit the ground running. He's done multiple projects already, just small things, but huge impacts. So we're very excited to have him and see what kind of impact he can make, not only with our city-owned facilities, but also the reservoir and, you know, the community building, those two being two high priority spaces that the city owns. So, welcome.
Thank you, Greg. Welcome. Thank you very much.
We went to, Donna and I went to school with your dad.
Yeah.
You come from good stock, brother. We appreciate your dad a lot. He's good people, and I'm sure he raised a son that's got a great work ethic because he does.
I'd just like to say that we talked about in our finance committee that you're going to save the city a lot of money maintaining things before they get broke. So we're really proud to have you.
I'll be interested before it happens.
That's right.
Proactive, I like that.
Thank you.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, next we have the special event permit to grab life by the handlebars memorial ride. We have Cassie and Elvis. And Elvis is in the building.
Yes, Elvis doesn't have to. All right, so we're doing a memorial ride. This is our third year doing it. But this time we're expecting a lot more bikes than normal. So we'd like to have bike parking that's close to where we're going to end. We're ending at Broken Dollar. And we're going to be coming in off the frontage road. So we're asking for a police escort off the frontage road, coming from the east and then turning at the T. Last year we had 126 bikes, and this year we are looking like it's probably going to be more with the amount of interest we're getting. So I don't want to inconvenience anyone, so we're trying to go about parking the bikes where we are out of the way. We did also talk to the library about overflow parking, so we're not taking all of the street from you guys. So if you have questions, I can answer.
We usually have plenty of parking available on Sundays because we don't have very many businesses open, isn't that correct? So I don't know.
The one question I have is actually for Chief Thompson. Can you accommodate their request for the escort?
We spoke a couple of times about this. Yes, we can.
Okay.
I think that between Darren's crew and my crew, we could cone off the parking areas that they would like on that east side of that particular Broken Dollar block to accommodate all of the bikes that they have. Again, they've already contacted the library and all of the businesses that could be affected. They've already spoke with them. I've got all of that.
And there won't be anything happening on Mason. They're east of the four-way either, so there'll be room to wrap around that corner, use both sides of that street. That shouldn't be an issue at all for as far as parking. What's it a memorial to?
Elvis's sister.
She passed away 3 years ago today.
Yeah.
I'm aware. And so that normally memorials are for a purpose, and this is a good one. So no more questions for me. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Just a quick, I think I read on the, I think it was the Rolling Thunder's Facebook page that all money and donations go to families and individuals who need the help that have been in a motorcycle accident at no fault of their own. And to come help support some local families and get out for a good ride and good food. In the end, we'll get Broken Dollar.
That's
your mission. I like it.
Yeah, we hope to have our nonprofit officially started by the end of the year to be going in and doing that every year going forward with some other things for the community. We raised school supplies at the end of July and donated those here in Odessa, and they distributed them for us. And we're going to be doing a Christmas ride in October, getting gifts for local children as well.
Great. I'll make a motion that we approve the special event permit Grab Life by the Handlebars Memorial Ride.
And I will second that motion.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? So you will be keeping the bikes over on the east side, right?
Yeah.
So the downtown cafe can still have parking in front of there, right? Right. Okay. All right. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor? 6-0. There you go. Thank you very much. Okay, next we have bill number 2023-18, a proposed ordinance repealing ordinance 3047 in its entirety. Adopt an ordinance to establish a procedure to disclose potential conflicts of interest and substantial interest for certain municipal officers. First reading.
Make a motion we approve bill number 2023-18, the proposed ordinance repealing ordinance 3047 in its entirety due to conflict of interest. First reading.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion?
Please, backstory.
Yeah. This is basically something that the Missouri Ethics Commission requires every 2 years to stay current with what they have going on, correct? So when I looked up 3047 up in our municipal code, it said omitted, but so I couldn't actually look at it to see how it compared to the new one. But are there any changes from 3047 to this one? It's the exact same thing, but it's required that we repeal the old, out with the old, in with the new, basically.
It's a housekeeping thing.
It's a housekeeping.
Yes, I don't know, but this will be posted into the municipal code.
Okay.
From here on out.
Yeah. I just think when we had them redo the code, there was a lot of things they omitted.
Right.
For, you know, and this was just one of them. It's not a big deal because it was like it's an every 2 year deal.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that there was a housekeeping deal to make.
Right. Any further discussion? All in favor? 6-0. Okay. Okay. Bill number 2023-18. A proposed ordinance repealing ordinance 3047 in its entirety. Adopt an ordinance to establish a procedure to disclose potential conflicts of interest and substantial interest for certain municipal officers, officials. Second reading.
I'll make the motion to approve bill number 2023-18 on conflict of interest in city municipal officials.
Second reading.
Second reading.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, roll call.
Alderman Barner?
Yes.
Starr?
Yes.
Holson?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Eller?
Yes.
Kramer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next we have resolution number 2023-28. Amendment to Socket Communications, LLC, Pole Attachment Agreement, Resolution 2023-15, for the exchange of pole and GIS data.
We do need to do a motion to approve on a resolution, or just chat?
Yes.
I'll make a motion. We approve Resolution 2023-28, which is an amendment to the Socket Telecommunications Pole Attachment Agreement.
Motion and a second.
Well, so they've had this before. We already have this, and they're amending it.
That's correct. What we're doing is adding. They want to use our GIS information, and we're going to use their GIS information. So we're going to be able to combine it all together for the benefit of both parties.
Okay. Very good.
And that's what the amendment is.
Yes.
Okay. So this would kind of be a tremendous benefit, if and
benefits maybe both of us.
Yeah.
Correct.
Thank you.
That's what it's for.
That.
No problem. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor? 6-0. Thank you. Okay, next we have resolution number 2023-29, agreement between Allstate Consultants LLC and the City of Odessa, Missouri for engineering design, bidding, construction observation, and additional services for the downtown waterline project and authorization to expend project in the current fiscal year.
Make a motion. We approve resolution number 2023-29, the agreement for professional services between Allstate Consultants LLC and City of Odessa for engineering design, bidding, construction observation, and additional services for the downtown waterline project.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion.
I can give a brief overview.
Yeah, that probably.
This project was technically budgeted for within the downtown sidewalk project, but after further analysis of that, we felt like they had possibly just budgeted for a smaller portion, or maybe potentially the portion of just the line that would run underneath Mason. And after going back into it and looking at it, the entire line needs to be replaced. And because we don't want to disturb the brand new sidewalks that will be put in the spring, we're asking that we expedite this project so it can be completed prior to the sidewalks being installed. So it was drawn to our attention that it needed to be addressed, but we felt it would be
best and most efficient for the downtown infrastructure to go ahead and do the entire project and replace the line with an upsize of the line as well.
That's where I was going next, but this is an opportunity for us to create a higher volume to do things like sprinkler systems like we talked about recently as well. So glad to see that there's an upsize involved. Yeah.
So from Main to Dryden, that line currently is at least two different sizes. So this would bring it all up to the same size. I believe there's 4 and 6 inch. So we're bringing it all up to 8 inch.
Yeah, actually at 3 inches. It's an oversized 3 inch in front of the Mason. So.
Are we connecting to 8 inch on each side?
There's an 8 inch on Dryden, and then we'll connect to a 12 inch for the open position.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a definite upgrade.
Yeah, serious benefit to the city.
Right. Yes.
So the engineering costs are expected to be about $8,000.
Yes.
And then their bidding go out after that.
That's correct.
And they would assist us with the bidding, design, and construction observation. All that's included in that $8,000.
I see this is a very proactive step that we need to
make. Absolutely. Great job, guys.
The total project would be $200,000, we're estimating, with the once we get the bids and everything back.
And explain again how we're going to transfer the money or the money we're going to use for the project.
Yep. So for this current fiscal year, we had budgeted to do some what I'm calling lagoon redesign. So we're basically having a company come in and put trenches in our lagoon to help the lime sludge dry faster than it normally would. And because of that, we have in the next fiscal year, this upcoming fiscal year, we have $200,000 budget for lime sludge removal, which we do every 2 years. But because we're redesigning the lagoon this fiscal year, we'll be able to push that $200,000 back another year to give the water fund time to recover from the increase of $200,000 that we'll have in this current fiscal year.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor? 6-0. Thank you.
Way to keep those balls in there, Sean. I like it.
Okay. Next, we have Bill number 2023-19. Introduction and reading of Bill 2023-19. Proposed ordinance approving a strategic highway safety plan program agreement with the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission. First reading.
I would move to approve bill number 2023-19, which is approving a strategic highway safety plan program agreement with the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission.
First reading.
First
reading.
Pardon me?
First reading.
First reading.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Discussion?
This is for the schools, is this?
This is the same grant that we received to put the 3 radar signs in that you see along 131.
Chief, can you use this microphone so the people watching out?
Yes, no worries.
Well, we're not, we have technical difficulties today, we are not Zooming tonight. No,
but the recording will be
there you go. I hope that's a little bit better. So this agreement, MoDOT requires an ordinance. We would come to you with a resolution, but MoDOT policy requires an ordinance. We received grant award to put another radar sign in.
So you're adding.
We're adding a sign, yes. And I'm combining this grant with grant funds from MFA Corporate, and so they're assisting with the additional sign. And we are going to push this double O highway in the school corridor to try and help that area as well. So.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor? 6-0. Okay. Okay. Introduction and reading of bill number 2023-19, proposed ordinance approving a strategic highway safety plan program agreement with the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission. Second reading.
I'll make a motion we approve bill number 2023-19, the MoDOT strategic highway safety plan program agreement. Second reading.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, roll call.
Alderman Starr?
Yes.
Polson?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Eller?
Yes.
Kramer?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Okay, our next meeting will be Monday, August 28th at 7 o'clock. We have no closed session, so I would take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor? 6-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was just waiting to see if anybody noticed.